Another useful article for B2B writers from Gordon Graham at thatwhitepaperguy.com. Quick tip, three steps to a strong title with example. The title is the single most important line in any white paper. A good title gets your paper noticed. A poor title gets it ignored. But many writers struggle with titles. So here's a step-by-step process that makes writing your title as simple as 1, 2, 3. The key is to break your title into three parts. 1, a main title that touches on the topic in a lively way. 2, a short label for your document. 3, a subtitle that states exactly who the paper is for. Let's look at each of these three elements and how to write them. Step 1, write the main title. This first line really needs to pop. You want to come up with something memorable or provocative that will stand out in a list. That way, more readers will click on your title to open or download your paper. Your main title will depend on which flavor of white paper you're doing. For a numbered list, your title pretty much writes itself. Always start with a number, like 7 proven tips on, or 5 hidden gotchas of. And use a numeral. Don't spell out the number as a word. Starting the title with a numeral will push your white paper to the top of any list. For a problem solution, you have several choices. You can highlight the problem. Are your telecom costs out of control? Or you can describe the benefits of a solution. Enhance patient safety and reduce costs by fighting SSIs. Or you can do both at once. 3 critical issues in handling modernized e-file forms and how to solve them with an online hub. For a backgrounder, name the product and the features covered by your paper. Ironclad security in the Scan-O-Matic 3000. A backgrounder is the only flavor of white paper where you want to mention a product name in the title. Step 2, write the label. Be careful here. You should only call your piece a white paper if your audience sees white papers often and won't be turned off or intimidated by that label. In some fields, a white paper sounds foreign or academic or like too much work to read. If so, use a friendlier label like guide or briefing or, my favorite, special report. Step 3, write the subtitle. Go back to your audience analysis. You did an audience analysis, correct? The brief description you came up with then fits right in here. For a quick recap, this includes some demographics about the target reader, a description of their company, and the main worry they're dealing with. Then you put all three parts together for a strong result, like so. Main title on the first line, short label and subtitle on the second line. So let's try writing a white paper title. Say you're working on a white paper for a company like Shopify. The goal is to help reach a new vertical, bridal shop owners. Up until now, a wedding dress was always considered to be a sizable consumer purchase that required personal attention and coming to the shop for fittings. But today's brides are used to buying clothes and shoes online. Why not their wedding dress too? Your company has noticed Amazon trying to muscle its way into wedding dresses. But you have a plan. You can help bridal shops set up e-commerce on their websites. That way, these shops can show off some wedding dresses online, plus invite brides in for an on-site fitting. Amazon can't do that. You just need a white paper to launch your new service. How to write the three parts of this sample title. The main title. The problem is the threat of a big e-commerce site stealing sales from local bridal shops. That's pretty clear and simple. So for the main title, you can trigger the fear of any small bridal shop owner with a rhetorical question. Will any customers come to my shop anymore? Will my sales drop off a cliff? Or bring it all down to one person. Where will she buy her wedding dress? The label. Most bridal shop owners have never seen a white paper, so that label could really turn them off. Instead, call your document a special report. The subtitle. In the subtitle, tell it like it is. As for your audience, you don't care if they're men or women, young or old. Any owner of any bridal shop could be worried about Amazon. So your subtitle can just state this directly. There's no need for any puns or cleverness. Business people don't have much patience for those anyway. Here's how all three parts come together. 1, the main title. Where will she buy her wedding dress? 2, the short label. A special report. 3, the subtitle. For bridal shop owners worried about Amazon stealing your sales. What do you think? If you were a bridal shop owner, wouldn't you grab that to read it? So there you have the 3 steps to a stronger title. Write the main title, write a short label, and write a subtitle. Try this approach for your next white paper. Good luck! To get more useful advice on B2B writing, visit thatwhitepaperguy.com/subscribe.